dovetailing with diving temperatures later this week. Residents of a homeless tent city in Bristol Township, Bucks County, learned Monday that they have until Friday to vacate their current encampment. Bristol businessman Joe Nocito is very familiar with those who've been getting by one day at a time, and he joins us on Newsworks tonight. Joe, thanks for being here.
Great, thank you.
You are co-founder of a group called Warming Hearts Project that's been working with the homeless for quite a while. How many people do you suppose live in 10 cities in your vicinity, and how many specifically are affected by this eviction notice?
Right now, in the area that we see on a weekly and daily basis, anywhere between 50 to 60 people that we see, that we have become friends with. Our friends that are being affected by this eviction is a good 25 to 30 people.
And around how long were they in this particular encampment?
Some have been back there for a couple months. Some have been back there for 4 or 5 years.
So is this a periodic process by which authorities come and try to clean the area out?
It could be multiple reasons. It could just be, you know, just too much traffic back there. I mean, the population, the homeless in this area are just going very, very, you know, wild and strong. So, you know, it could just be the overpopulation. It could be they're planning on doing something with the land, something being built. You know, no one really knows the 100%, you know, reasons of it all. And us as the Warmer Hearts Project and my great volunteers are just trying to figure out a way of how we can make this transition smooth for them.
And toward that end, what options do you envision them having?
We're going to relocate them to a few locations in the area. Some people are going with family, but 90% of them are going to just relocate to another campsite.
Apparently many who are homeless who live in these 10 cities do not want to go to a more structured setting. Is that why they then instead move on from encampment to encampment?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that the shelters are filled everywhere around here. And there's some that are looking to get into some structured homes, but, you know, there's requirements to get in, so they're working on those requirements. You know, if it's a job or if it's some kind of income coming in, whatever it may be, they're working on that goal.
I'm curious, to what extent are residents in Bristol Township either aware of the extent of the problem or interface or help those in need?
Honestly, I hate to say it, but there's a lot of people right here in Bristol Borough alone and Bristol Township that know nothing about these 10 cities. That's the big thing with our project, is just awareness. We like to stay local and focus on local. There's nothing wrong with giving to other states, other countries, other whatever, but we have people and friends right here in our own hometown who need us.
So is it more a short-term goal, or is your organization also involved with getting people who now live in encampments to find more permanent housing?
Yeah, we actually got involved with a couple other organizations where we're trying to you know, get people from where they're at now to the resumes made up, to job interviews, their license back. We had a gentleman last year. He was back in the woods for about 7 years. We helped him get a job, a car, and he got custody of all three of his girls back. Our goal is not to enable. It's to be there as a friend, help them, and how can we help them get out of the situation they're in now?
That term friend does not imply money or even goods or services, merely just human contact.
Just a friend. There's plenty of times that we go out and we'll just sit back there and we'll play cards with them, just hang out with them. We just watched the Eagles game the other day and hung out with like five or six guys and a couple girls. And, you know, we just sat there and just hang out and just have a bonfire going and just being a friend. You know, that's all they want. A lot of these people, they don't want the handouts and the charities and the reminders of they don't have. They want a friend. They want somebody to talk to, and you know, that's what we're here for. We're just friends helping friends. That's our biggest goal here.
Joe, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Bristol businessman Joe Nocito, co-founder of the nonprofit Warming Hearts Project.